okay, sweetheart. We're just going in for a few things. We won't be long, okay, Polly? Mommy needs some groceries, okay? Do this to Mommy.
Super safe. Send her every god on duty.
I want to play.
Scully!
Hey, Scully, it's me.
Mulder, I thought we had an agreement. We were both going to take the weekend off.
Right, I know. But I just received some information about a case, a classic X-Files, classic. I wanted to share it with you.
Mulder, I'm on vacation. The weather is clear. I'm looking forward to hitting the road and breathing in some of this fine New England air.
You didn't rent a convertible, did you?
Why?
Are you aware of the statistics of decapitation?
Mulder, I'm hanging up. I'm turning off my cell phone. I'm back in the office on Monday.
You shouldn't talk and drive at the same time either. Are you aware of the statistics? Hello?
Mulder!
think we need a doctor.
Who are you?
My name is Scully. I'm an FBI agent. What happened to you?
I don't know. But Dave, the butcher, I think he's dead.
On vacation.
I'm up in Maine.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't want to be disturbed. You wanted to get out of your head for a few days.
I don't. I do. What are you watching, Mulder?
It's the world's deadliest swarms. You said you were going to be unreachable. What's going on?
I'm at a market here. I'm just trying to give the local PD a handle here.
A handle on what?
Well, I'm not quite sure how to describe it, Mulder. I didn't witness it myself, but there seems to be some kind of an outbreak of people acting in a violent, involuntary way.
Towards who?
Toward themselves.
Themselves?
Yeah, beating at their faces, clawing at their eyes. One man is dead.
Dead how?
Self-inflicted, it appears.
Huh. It sounds to me like that's witchcraft or maybe some sorcery that you're looking for.
No, I don't think it's witchcraft, Mulder, or sorcery. I've had a look around, and I don't see any evidence of anything that warrants that kind of suspicion.
Yeah, well, maybe you don't know what you're looking for.
Like evidence of conjury or the black arts or shamanism, divination, Wicca, or any kind of pagan or neo-pagan practice. Charms,
cards, familiars, bloodstones, or hex signs, or any of the ritual tableau associated with the occult,
Santeria, Vudan, Macumba, or any high or low magic.
Scully?
Yes?
Marry me.
I was hoping for something a little more helpful.
Short of looking for a lady wearing a pointy hat riding a broomstick, I think you pretty much got it covered there.
Thanks anyway. Who's that woman right there?
Melissa Turner.
She's the only one I've seen who looks unaffected.
What's your point?
You might want to talk to her.
Miss Scully. You staying in town?
Yes, I'm on vacation. Why?
Well, what you said back there about Melissa Turner kind of put a spin on this whole business here today.
How's that?
Well, Melissa's caused some stir. People here say she's a witch.
Well, that's not the first time for that accusation in these parts.
Yep.
Look, to be honest with you, Captain Bonzant, I'm not much of a believer in witchcraft.
Well, you know, I'm not either. I used to just think it's because Melissa was pretty and single. Threatening, you know?
But now you're not convinced?
Well, you know, I appreciate the trouble you went to, and I sure do hope there's a reasonable explanation, like you said. Just this one thing gonna make it hard to persuade folks to your thinking.
What one thing is that?
Who she's been carrying on with.
Who she's been carrying on with?
Yeah. With Dave, the butcher.
Hello?
Hey, it's Buddy.
Oh, hi. I'm fine. What do you ask?
Who's that, Mommy?
I know you were here. Melissa Down at the Super Saver.
I don't know what you're talking about, Buddy.
Hang up, Mommy.
Melissa, turn the music down.
There's some talk that you're involved in what happened here today.
I'm not involved in anything.
I know that. Would you listen to me? I'm not saying that you are.
What are you saying, buddy?
That I want to help you. But you gotta keep it a secret or we're both gonna be answering questions. No, I got something to tell you.
What?
Something bad.
What is it, buddy?
Dave's dead.
Oh, my God.
I gotta see you right away, Melissa.
I can't.
You need a friend more than ever.
All about. Let's have fun.
You can't come here, buddy.
Why? Tell me why.
I can't explain it to you now.
I'm coming over there, Melissa. You shouldn't be alone.
Door's wide open.
Melissa? Sheets are still wet.
Chief? Take a look at this.
What the devil's this for?
Looks like she was afraid of something.
Whatever it is, she's run off in a hurry. Laundry's out, door's unlocked. Beats me.
You know her?
Melissa Turner?
Mm-hmm.
About as local as you can get. Born and raised here. Married a fisherman. Widowed last year after a boating accident. Don't know if the little girl, Polly, ever really understood. Toys in the attic.
The daughter's autistic?
That's what they say. There was the incident last year over at the daycare center. Proprietor slapped Polly across the face.
Slapped her? What for?
Well, she said Polly threw a tantrum so fierce there was nothing else she could do. Next thing she knew, she's on the ground. Little girl knocked her silly.
The little girl did?
Well, that's her story. Polly never touched her, far as I could figure. Oh, it was a real drama, though. Lady who ran the school lost her license. People calling the kid all manner of names, saying Melissa's a witch. Polly never went back to school a day since.
This affair that the mother was having with the butcher?
Dave! Oh, I might have given you the wrong impression. That wasn't really an affair. Although Dave did make quite a fool of himself and his wife.
So it was unrequited?
You could say that.
To the extent that she'd have to nail a window shut?
Oh, he wasn't that big a fool. You know, maybe she wasn't afraid of something getting in. Maybe she's afraid of something getting out.
Like what?
Just a thought.
What do you think of that, huh? Why don't you leave town?
I've got nowhere to go, buddy. I live on a shoestring as it is.
Listen to me. I've got some money put away.
Buddy, I can't.
I've had my eye on you, Melissa, for more years than I care to remember. You know, I missed my chance the first time around. I've been waiting in the wings. Now, I'm sorry about things. Truly, I am. But you need somebody who can provide.
Don't, buddy, please.
Don't because you don't want to? Or just because you're too proud?
You don't understand.
What don't I understand?
happened in the Super Saver? What happened to Dave? I couldn't stop it.
What do you mean?
I've seen things.
I want more cherries.
What's that, sweetie?
I want more cherries.
I saw Dave dead. Before he was dead. I saw him in frozen foods, all cut and bloody. And it's not the first time. My husband. I saw him in a window, dead before it happened, you know, with a hook.
You're gonna have to go ask your mommy for some more money, hun. I just can't give them away.
Window order.
Mommy, I want more cherries.
You gotta go now, Polly.
Take this, Melissa. It's to a place we use for hunting up near Scudic Lake.
Mommy?
For us, it's gonna be trouble more than you need.
Mommy!
Is that you, Jack?
Yeah, it's me, Jane. Come in.
Who have you got with you?
Miss Froelich, my name's Dana Scully. I'm with the FBI. I just happened to be here on vacation, and...
So?
So, I'm helping out the chief here.
Did you talk to her?
Who?
Oh, please. Melissa Turner. That whore's a witch, sure as I'm standing here. She's descended from the Hawthorns in Salem, and the Englishes, too. She comes from a cursed lineage, and now she's passing it on to the whelp. God save that little girl, or somebody don't do something. Lord knows I tried.
Jane, if we could just come in for a few minutes and talk.
I found out last year how much good talking to you does, Jack Bonsant. I explained everything, and the city closed me down anyway. Our great-great-grandfathers knew how to treat witches. They would have driven the demon out of that little girl and given that slandered of a mother just what she's got coming.
New England hospitality. Heard about it my whole life. Finally got a chance to experience it for myself.
Well, you see what I'm up against here, public sentiment and all.
This family tree of Melissa Turner's.
Yeah?
It's all talk, isn't it?
Oh, I never really asked. Why?
Well, I think you need to bring her in to straighten this out.
Under what pretext?
That she might know something.
About what?
Well, about what I'm sure is a perfectly reasonable explanation for all this.
Yeah?
Well, I wish I could help you out. No, I'm just... on vacation.
This time of night.
We were invited up to a place near the lake.
Uh-huh.
A friend gave us the key.
You got gear? Food and water?
We'll be all right.
Well, I just want to make sure of that, ma'am. Winter's in full force up there. Power's iffy. Just you and the little one?
For now.
I want to go home, Mommy.
We're going to go camping, Polly.
I want my bed. I want my records. Let's have fun.
I'll just take your license number then.
Giovanna.
That's what it's all about. 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 That's what it's all about.
Hokey pokey. You do the
looks like she died by her own hand. Big slice under the chin opened up the artery.
With what?
Buddy, show her the thing. Jack Von Sant. For you.
Hello?
Hey, morning, sunshine.
Mulder?
Yeah. I was a little worried about you. I was wondering if you needed my help up there.
Needed your help on what?
I left you a message at the motel. You didn't get it?
I was up and out this morning. Mulder?
Yeah?
What's that noise? Where are you?
I'm at home. They're doing construction right out the window. Hold on a second.
Thank you. Yeah, hey, I was thinking about this case. You know, maybe it's not witchcraft after all. Maybe there's a scientific explanation.
A scientific explanation?
Yeah, medical cause. Something called chorea.
Dancing sickness.
Yeah, same virus as dance. It affects groups of people, causing unexplained outbursts of uncontrollable jerks and spasms.
Yeah, it hasn't been seen or diagnosed since the Middle Ages.
Hmm. Oh. You're obviously not a fan of American Bandstand, Scully.
Mulder?
Yeah?
Thanks for the help.
Hello?
That's your partner?
Yep.
I'm sorry for eavesdropping, but has he maybe got some insight on this?
No.
I see.
You know, Chief Von Sant, Jack. Can I call you Jack? I've been thinking that maybe we need to explore other possibilities.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, maybe we need to keep our minds open to extreme possibilities.
Okay, but aren't you on vacation?
That looks like something out of Jules Verne. We're supposed to eat that?
A little late for anything else. Now, you said you had some other directions you were looking at?
I've been thinking about Melissa Turner. Now, you said that her husband died in a boating accident?
Yep.
Well, was there anything strange about that, about the way that it happened?
Well, it was never quite explained to anyone's satisfaction, actually.
How's that?
How the man got a grappling hook poked clean through his skull.
Well, was Melissa ever questioned about that?
Melissa? No, I don't see how she'd be involved. Bodhi Didon's right over there, if you're at all wondering.
I saw that man at the market.
I want popcorn, Mommy!
What are you doing here?
Buddy.
How come you're back in town?
You've got to get out of here, buddy.
You know, I called the Rangers. They said you tried to kill a man. You almost ran him over. You came back here to kill her too, didn't you?
I didn't try to kill anybody.
Jane Froelich.
It isn't me, buddy.
You know, we're going to see about that. You're coming in with me. You and your little brat.
What happened? You ask that question around here, you get as many stories as fishermen.
You were on board the night that he died. What do you think?
I told my story to the chief.
People's stories change.
Folks blame the widow.
Who do you blame?
He was wild for her. He worked very hard to build that little house for her. When that daughter came, you'd need a mop to wipe the smile off his face. We'd set out to sea on the girl's last birthday. He was counting the hours before he'd be home again.
Hey, look at Davy Jones to my little Polly. Catch of the day.
Yeah. 3 days later, he was dead.
And you know what killed him?
The eyes play tricks at night. Water up against the hull, making noises. Sometimes you hear things.
What the hell was that?
I said, the eyes play tricks.
But you saw something in that grocery store. That little girl and her dolly. The
moment I saw them, I knew.
Scully.
Hey, I thought you weren't answering your cell phone.
Then why'd you call?
I had a new thought about this case you're working on. There's a viral infection that's spread by simple touch.
Mulder, are there any references in occult literature to objects that have the power to direct human behavior?
What types of objects?
Like a doll, for instance.
You mean like Chucky?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Well, yeah, the talking doll myth is well established in literature, especially in New England. The fetish, or juju, is believed to pass on magical powers onto its possessor. Some of the early witches were condemned for little more than proclaiming that these objects existed. The supposed witch having premonitory visions and things. Why do you ask?
I was just curious.
You didn't find a talking doll, did you, Scully?
No, of course not.
I would suggest that you check the back of the doll for a plastic ring with a string on it. That would be my first. Hello?
Let's go talk to Melissa Turner.
Bed, Polly. It's way past your bedtime.
No more pounding.
Go back to bed, sweetheart.
Let's have fun.
Help me. Everything's gonna be all right, sweetie. Just go back to bed.
Buddy's car.
Hey,
you see anything?
Uh-oh.
Melissa?
I don't like you anymore.
Give me the doll, Polly.
I want to play.
Polly, give me the doll.
I want to play.
Polly, give me the doll.
Oh, hey, Scully. How you doing? How you feeling? Rested?
I feel fine.
What?
That poster. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I got it down on M Street at some head shop about 5 years ago. Why?
No, I just wanted to send one to somebody.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Whoop. Who?
Oh, just some guy. Jack. M Street?
Yeah. Hey, does this have something to do with that case you were working on?
That case? Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah.
Did you solve it?
Me? No. No, I was on vacation, just getting out of my own head for a few days. What about you? Did you, get anything done while I was gone?
Oh, God. I mean, it's amazing what I can accomplish without incessant meddling or questioning into everything I do. It's just... There's got to be an explanation.
Oh, I don't know.
I think some things are better left unexplained.
This.